Welcome to the Menagerie of Enlightenment. Today we are going to explore the nature exhibit. Each plant is unique. Some can be used for medicinal needs, while others can be used to poison others. Today we are going to take a brief tour of the plant exhibit and learn about monkshood, aka Wolfsbane. Beautiful but deadly, Aconitum nepalis, or monkshood, is a highly toxic plant. According to Cass Hildebrand in his book, Herbarium, its tall stems bear flowers, whose sepals are in the form of a cylindrical helmet. Britannica website states that monkshood roots are thick, its leaves has two finger-like lobes, and its flowers are grouped in spike-like clusters. Its flowers are usually blue, purple, yellow, which can sometimes be called Aconitum athora, or white, Aconitum reclinatum. Long associated with the mythological ability to kill and poison werewolves, the truth is not too far from fiction. Monkshood toxin were once used to poison and kill wolves. Jean-Paul Grandmont wrote in the site Evergreen that they can be used in mountains throughout Western and Eastern Europe. In the past, monkshood was used by different countries to poison their enemies. In Greece, Rome, and China, monkshood was believed to be used to poison enemies. Monkshood was the first ever poison used in Greece, and the Chinese used monkshood to poison the tip of their arrows. According to Moira Chisholm in My Weekly, monkshood can cause a slowing down of heart rate. Even eating a small amount can cause an upset stomach. Moreover, it can also poison you through skin contact, especially through an open wound like a cut. There are a few varieties of monkshood cultivated in gardens. The first variety is Aconitum henry, also known as Sparks variety monkshood, which has violet blue flowers, grows in the northern hemisphere, blooms between July and August, and grows up to between 0.6 to 1.2 meters in height, with a spread of 0.4 to 0.6 meters. The second variety is Aconitum carmichaeli, also known as Chinese aconite. It is found mostly in Russia or the East Asia region. It has azure blue leaves, blooms between September and October, and also grows up to between 0.6 to 1.2 meters tall. The third variety is Aconitum eucinetum, also known as wild monkshood or southern blue monkshood. This is mostly seen in the USA in some states like Ohio and Virginia. It usually grows in wet habitats like streams or in forests. Its flowers are blue, it blooms in either August and September, and it grows up to between 0.6 to 1.2 meters or higher. Even though they are poisonous, if monkshood is handled carefully by professional herbalists and grown in non-accessible places, monkshood can soothe pain caused by gout, measles, arthritis, or chronic skin problems. So what do you think about monkshood? Do let me know. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. See you next time.